Yes, the conscience is key. Fundamentally, what we're talking about here in terms of the mystery of human suffering, the mystery of life itself, is something that God has written on our heart, that each one of us knows in the depth of our being. If we permit ourselves to think deeply, we understand that human life is inviolable, and we understand also that suffering is not a negation of human life, but that it's a passage in human life to a greater love. It's the conscience that helps us to know what in these situations is the good and what in these situations is the evil. So that if I come upon a person who's seriously ill and even dying, I know that the good thing is to love that person, to care for that person, to help that person in any way that I can, not to say, let's snuff out that life, because it's person is dying, let's help them to die more quickly.
What would you say is the biggest threat to life today?
The biggest threat to life today, I would say, is a loss of faith in God. In other words, a loss of the sense of the great dignity of human life coming from the hand of God. Even as I also believe very strongly that other serious difficulties that we have in our world today come from a loss of a sense of God and this false notion that I created my own self, I determine the meaning of my life, I'm the Lord of the world, so to speak. And that ends finally in an enmity between one person and another, violence and death.